This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
You're on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. It's Fiona, Tass and Paul. Macca is away. Thanks for tuning in. Who have we got next, Tass?
Well, we're going to introduce to our listeners another new person. We're going to introduce to them the new chair of Minus 18, Charles Hammersley. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And can I congratulate you on your appointment to your role as chair? Now, I believe that you've been on the board for quite some time, but you have finally just assumed the chair role. Is that correct?
That's right. Very, very honoured to have been considered and appointed into that position a couple of weeks ago, which is great.
Yeah, wow. Congratulations. And, of course, Minus 18 here will be located here at the Victorian Pride Centre, in the office directly next door to where Joy is.
Oh, how exciting.
That's right.
Okay, well, you know, like everyone, they're very excited to be moving in and just can't wait, and it must be hard for everyone to have to sit on their heels in this particular instance.
Yeah, we'll do our best to keep the noise down for you.
No, I say keep it up. And also, the Joy Studios are all triple soundproofed. So they're on floating cubes and they've got double insulation in the walls.
But I wonder if they would have felt the earthquake. I mean, you know, when you saw that wonderful clip from ABC News Breakfast where the whole studio was shaking.
Yeah, scary.
We're getting a little off
topic. Crazy. What a week we've had.
I know. Charles, so tell us a little bit about your background and you know, how you came to the role at Minus 18.
Sure. Well, look, I've been on the board for about 2 years now, and for about a year of that, I've been leading the Finance and Risk Committee as well. So really, really passionate about Minus 18. And prior to that, I had a bit of board experience when I lived in Brisbane. I sat on the board of a Queensland AIDS Council, which is now called the Queensland Council for LGBT Health.
Yes.
Outside of Minus 18, I've had a long career in property, having worked for Coles, Kmart, Target, and now I work for Cushman & Wakefield, who are a partner of the Pride Centre, as head of FM for NAB, actually.
Mm.
And do you have a finance, audit or risk background yourself, professionally?
Yeah, I actually have a law degree, so I was going to be a solicitor, but I ended up falling into the property field and never really looked back. So... But Minus 18 is really my outlet to do something for the community and contribute as much as I can outside of my normal working life, which I find really rewarding.
Mm. So talk to us a bit about what you see as being the biggest issues affecting young queer people at the moment.
At the moment, COVID has been a huge impact for young people. And really what we're seeing is that we've done a lot of work to pivot this year to support young people, which has had a bit of a silver lining because we're able to do more outreach into regional and rural areas as well as interstate for us, because people are feeling isolated, on their own. But we're also seeing a bit of a shift of demographic as well, with people accessing our services. So, you know, younger people doing our events and their what we think is in their bedroom because they're 13, 14 years old, probably due to, that anxiety of being isolated from all the world events going on, which is a massive thing.
I was reflecting on, how it must be so much harder because kids aren't, teenagers are not able to be at school with their friends, and how that would be really exacerbating exacerbating the issues for them. And then particularly, you know, when you add in all the other many layers, I think it would be probably, I'm sure that for many of them, once they got, I mean, I'm hopeful.
I think it's affecting.
Is it a simplistic way of looking at things?
Look, I think that we're all going through this isolation and anxiety overlay, but what we have managed to do is actually just increase our outreach. We've delivered workshops to over 13,000 students, teachers and families over the past 12 months, and,
wow.
and that's double of what we've been able to do really in any other year. One stat your listeners might find interesting is that we found 75% of queer youth at minus 18 who took part found a new friend after participating. So that in itself is doing a lot to, you know, contribute to the reduction of that feeling of isolation or anxiety, of being able to, you know, participate in those activities. We've seen a lot of uptake in Tasmania, Northern Territory and Queensland especially, which has been, like I said, a real silver lining around our work because we're able to get out into those areas that we typically wouldn't necessarily be able to as effectively.
Charles, I've noticed you know, a lot of my peers actually love working in this virtual environment and love working from home. And I've noticed some young people do as well, but there is a flip side to this, and that is that those incidental conversations and bits of networking that would ordinarily occur in the workplace are no longer available to us as a whole, but more problematic for young people. And so, yeah, young people, yes, might be able to secure a job and I've seen lots of young people, including my partner's kids, who've managed to get new jobs in this environment, but they are very isolated working on their own from home, and everything is quite sort of fragmented and quite formalized. So you don't get that camaraderie that exists, or that networking, or let's meet for a coffee, or have you heard about this opportunity that's emerging around the corner? None of that stuff's happening, and I think that's been really problematic and holding young people back, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I think it's something that you learn as you go through your professional career, are those incidental conversations or opportunities. And I think it's interesting now that you really have to, if you're a leader in an organisation, you really need to dial that up so that you are making sure that your people feel connected and attached part of the culture, and we just don't have that social interaction that we were doing previously, and it can feel very, very isolating, very detached from your work, because all you do is see people through a computer screen. You're not talking to them in the tea room or sitting down with them to have lunch or doing social activities, and these poor school kids, they're really not learning that as well, because they're not at school, they're just at home and again, in front of a computer screen. It's very, very, very isolating and can cause a lot of anxiety for people. Can only imagine. I couldn't imagine being year 12 right now. Oh, my gosh.
No.
Or even trying to do any kind of education, meaningful education. It must be such a struggle. So hats off to parents all over the place.
Well, now, on looking forward, I hear that Minus 18 is looking for some new board members. So, and I think that this is a great opportunity for people who might be interested in helping and getting on board with Minus 18 to assist in some of these particular areas. Charles, can you tell us a little bit more about, you know, what you're looking for and what, you know, people might be able to bring to the table?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for bringing that up, Fiona. It's we're really, really excited. We do have a fantastic opportunity to do even more work as a board with our recruitment at the moment. So we're working through a bit of a strategy on the board of what our recruitment will look like. But certainly with the listeners, I would invite anyone who's interested in joining our board to visit our website at minus18.org.au. And have a look at what we're about. We've got our strategic plan on there. And if they're interested in joining the board, please get in touch with us through the Contact Us site on our website, and we'd love to hear from you. So we'll see some more formality around our advertising. We're looking at about late October to do that. So we've got a little bit more work to do. But certainly in the meantime, and I'd invite any interested listeners to get in touch with us.
Charles, are you encouraging young people to be on your board, or is it sort of older people as a whole?
Yeah, look, absolutely. No board experience will be required, so we're really comprehensive onboarding process. And what we're trying to do is do a lot of work from an access and inclusion perspective to make sure that our recruitment drive fits in with that as part of a broader strategy in terms of our overall governance. So no board experience required, just someone who's passionate, can dedicate themselves to the organisation as a volunteer and, you know, really is there to improve the lives of young people. That's who we'd be looking for. So
what you're looking for is a bit of a commitment and a bit of a passion rather than professional skills and experience at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think you have to have a certain amount of commitment to serve on a board and passion for an organisation. But we are very we're really looking for to create the diversity that is our community on our board, so that we have a diverse range of ideas and experience. So it's going to be very exciting for us over the next couple of months to do that.
Charles, we're out of time, unfortunately, but we've really enjoyed the conversation with you. And can I congratulate you on your appointment and also wish you the very best with your recruitment drive. And once you've got a few more, got your feet under the desk, so to speak, come back and chat with us again and let us know how it's all travelling.
I'd love to. Thank you so much for having me
and
today.
It'd be great to see you in the studio, of course, as well.
Right.
Especially given that we're neighbours.
Yeah.
But it'd be great. I'll pop by.
Good on you, Charles. Thank you very much for your time.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. That was Charles Hammersler, who's the newly appointed chair of Minus 18.
Fantastic, Tess.
I know.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.